Blog Talk Radio.
This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Africa is far from ready to roll out what will be its largest ever immunization drive to beat COVID-19, the World Health Organization, WHO, has said. The warning from senior WHO official Matshidiso Moeti comes amid increasingly promising efforts to find a coronavirus vaccine. In her call for African governments to ramp up readiness for the campaign, Dr. Moeti said that planning and preparation will make or break the unprecedented endeavor. We need active leadership and engagement from the highest levels of government with solid, comprehensive national coordination plans and systems put in place, insisted Dr. Moeti, who is WHO's Regional Director for Africa. According to the WHO analysis, which is based on countries' self-reporting, the African region has an average score of 33% readiness for a COVID-19 vaccine rollout, well below the desired benchmark of 80%. An airplane loaded with humanitarian supplies for people fleeing violence in Ethiopia's Tigray region has arrived in the Sudanese capital Khartoum to help those arriving at the country's border. Announcing the first of four airlifts on Friday, UN Refugee Agency UNHCR appealed for international assistance to cope with the growing number of refugees seeking shelter in Sudan. Since the start of fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region in early November, more than 43,000 refugees have crossed into Sudan. People have sought shelter amid reports of a heavy build-up of tanks and artillery around regional capital Mekelle, following the Ethiopian government's ultimatum to forces loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF, to surrender. Concerns continue to grow for the safety of civilians in Mekelle, home to more than 500,000 people, and some 96,000 Eritrean refugees based in four camps, who UNHCR said had only 3 days of food supplies left. To Madagascar now, where years of drought have wiped out harvests and left 1.5 million people in crisis, struggling to feed themselves. Sounding the alarm, the UN World Food Programme, WFP, said that in Amboasari district, in the worst affected region in the south of the country, 3/4 of children had dropped out of school to help their families forage for food. WFP spokesperson Thompson Fury told journalists in Geneva that Madagascar has the world's 10th highest stunting rate and that almost half of children under 5 suffer from chronic malnutrition.
Most of the women that we spoke to said they had nothing to feed their young children except the red cactus pears that grow on the roadside.
The agency plans to assist around 890,000 of the most vulnerable people until June next year. But it has warned that as hunger numbers rise, more families are resorting to crisis coping mechanisms, including selling off kitchen utensils and farm implements. Daniel Johnson, UN News.
Today, I'm telling you, we have survived Thanksgiving, and we have the Lineball sisters, Kay and Sandra, also known as Marvel Kay.
Okay.
Is that your first name or middle name? Oh, my God.
Kay's my middle name.
Okay, well, that's... Well, is she a Marvel, Sandra?
I don't know. I could never say it, so that's why we call her Kay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Well, Kay's easy.
Because I wasn't able to pronounce Marvel, and I called her Kay, so that's what we called her.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
See, I must have been a surprise. Isn't that what Marvel is, a surprise?
Well, yeah. Right. Exactly.
You know, that's one thing I never did ask Mother. How did they come up with that name? Because we didn't use it, you know.
Right.
So I didn't think to ask.
Right.
But anyway, I've never. In fact, I told the kids at my 80th birthday party that what my name was, so they'd recognize my obituary.
I hope that you're not writing it, or are they writing it?
Well, I don't know who's writing it. I haven't done that yet.
Right. The grandkids will remember you for that, you know, later on. They'll say,
yeah,
I heard her say. Some family.
Well, you know, Uneva Young and I were buddies all through school, and she never did know that. She did not know that my name was Marvel.
A lot of people don't.
I know.
That's why I bring it up.
I don't even know if my family knows. You know, my grandkids.
I don't know
if they know that.
Is your son?
I think it's neat.
I think my son might know it.
Yeah, Greg. I'm sure Greg does. I'm sure he does. Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's on a lot of.
You got 200 listeners at least that are listening. No, they've been
listening. Oh, dear.
They can correct.
They don't know me anyway.
I think it's a cute name. It really is, you know.
Well, you know, there was a lady that sold Luzier products, and her name was Marvel, but they pronounced it Marvel.
Oh, really?
Well, I guess, right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
But that would imply, Marvel would be, imply, the last part would be V-E-L-L-E, I would say.
Oh, hers wasn't.
Marvel.
Hers was spelled just like mine. And they pronounced it Marvel.
M-A-R-V-E-L. M-A-R-V-E-L, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, this is sort of, and then it's sort of backwards. It's sort of the other end of the stick when it comes to Sandra, because you're, I got questioned once when I applied for Social Security, and they said, what's your mother's maiden name or something like that? And I said Sandra B, and blah, 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 blah. And they said, well, what is her middle name? And I said, I don't know. I think it's a B. That's it. So it's sort of the opposite.
That's right. I said, Mom
I
and
really
Dad
did.
Just
I,
took,
they
weren't going to put a lot of emphasis on names.
Right.
I guess not. I told the Social Security guy, who's a real nice guy. I mean, he's down in Lawrence. And I said, I think it's for Beulah. That's her middle, mother's name. And then... Well, I didn't know that. And he says, shall I write that down? I said, I wouldn't do that because I'm not sure. You know, I think it's just B, period. You know?
Uh-huh. B, period.
And that's what it is, but, isn't it?
Right, yep.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Now, Sandra, what's the deep secret? It's a deep secret somewhere. What does the B stand for?
Okay, I don't know.
I'll tell you what I think it stands for. I think it stands for Blanche.
Why?
Oh, who's
because
Blanche?
Grandma
who's
Fox's
Blanche?
Name was Pearl Blanche, and she dropped the Blanche and just made it B.
Oh.
Okay.
Our grandmother Fox.
Right,
Mom.
Right, right.
Mom.
Yeah, right.
Because that's all we knew was Pearl B. Period. Of course, we never knew her.
Oh.
She passed away before Sandra was even born.
Oh, my goodness.
But,
we're going way back now. Okay. All right. All right.
I was born in July. When did she die? May? April?
I don't know. I don't think. I think Mother might have been pregnant for you, as I remember the story.
Yeah, she was. She was.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, that would have been her mother or grandmother?
Our mother's mother.
Your mother's mother.
Your great-grandmother.
Okay, all right. Right, right. So it would have been Homer's mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm beginning to understand something now, okay?
Good,
I'm teasing. Call Homer.
Oh, okay.
We'll just call her B, period B.
Yeah. Well, Bob, Bob is just Bob. And he said he's had trouble with that because they say, is it Robert? You know, it's Robert. He said, no,
right.
It's Bob.
Right.
What's his real name?
Joe.
J-O-E.
See, talk about simple names. Now, Bill got it. Bill got the full work.
Yeah, William Delvin.
William Delvin, but it's not Robert Joseph. It's Bob Joe.
No, he's Bob Joe.
They probably, you know... People who would hear that would think he was born down in the Ozarks or something, maybe Arkansas.
Well, Mom said they would nickname him anyway and call him Bob, so she dies while naming Bob.
Yeah. And now, of course, business people are, you know, legally, they ask him if he's Robert.
Right.
Exactly. Right.
And he's not. But poor Bill, he got both grandfather's names. Bill was named after our grandfather Fox and our grandfather Linebaugh.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. That's
because he was the first boy.
Right.
See, Sondra got named after our grandmother.
Right. 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 Oh my goodness. Well, I mean, we delved deep into the family tree here.
Delvin's gone down through the generations, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a strange name too, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's a different name.
Yeah. Well,
see, Matthew's
middle
name was Delvin.
How did our holidays go? My report is as follows. I did not I cooked the stuffing and the turkey. And I did not give anybody food poison, and I was happy. Although, I was a little worried because Chris, my sweetheart, she has a tendency to hurry things up. And I didn't get the turkey, everything ready for the oven until 6 in the morning. I put it in at 6 in the morning, and I went to take a nap. And I told her, I said, now look. I just put that turkey in, so give it, you know, I've timed it. I don't think it'll be ready till about 3 in the afternoon. Okay, that's my estimate. Well, by 1 o'clock.
How big was it?
She woke me. Oh, it was a 24 pound. It was
my land.
I bought it. Yeah, I bought it a year ago. I had it in the freezer. You know, I've been keeping it. I was pretty proud of myself. I bought it way ahead of time. And
yeah. Freezer burn.
Well, no, not really. It was okay. It really was. But she got it out at 1 o'clock, and I was a little upset, and I thought, oh, well. And I went down there and started carving it, and she'd had it out for about 15 minutes, and the breast was still cold.
Oh!
We'd had it defrosted for a week, you know, like at least five days we had it. And I said, Chris, I said, why? I make this masterpiece of a turkey with stuff in there. You just need to leave it in there longer, you know. I gave up. It wasn't really cold, but it was 100. You're supposed to cook it with 165 degrees internal temperature. And you have to stick a meat thermometer, which we have, in it.
Uh-huh.
And she couldn't find the meat thermometer. And our son was hungry. The legs and wings looked done to her.
Well, the best
Nobody
part wasn't
sick.
Ready.
Right.
Yeah, I know. The breast part was not really ready.
Put it back in the
but
oven.
But anyhow, I did. After they served the bottom portion, I knew it was safe. I threw it back in the oven a little bit, put the lid on it. But I mean, hey, you know, it worked. Nobody got sick. Although she did take a portion to my mother-in-law, her mother in Atchison, and I was a little nervous. And I thought, well, she's 84, you know.
Well, thank you.
She's 84. Yeah. Well, no, I mean.
You're like Medicare. Well, what if they die?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
That's the Obama administration.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I was just thinking, well, she'll probably live through it. She's mean and tough, you know.
Yeah.
she did. So how'd it go with your Thanksgiving? What'd you do? What happened? Ladies?
Well, I didn't have much of one. I stayed home. And that evening,
yeah.
Vicki brought me a plate.
Oh.
Oh. She brought you a whole bunch of leftovers and stuff like that. That's
yeah, well, she did. Just not
yeah,
enough
well,
gravy.
All Yeah.
I like that gravy, too.
Yeah, I like my gravy over my turkey and, you know, my dressing.
Yeah. Now, Chris did make the gravy and the mashed potatoes and the pumpkin pie. She did make the pumpkin pie. She did not make the pie crust, but she did all that while I was taking a nap after I'd done the turkey and the oyster. I make oyster stuffing separately.
Oh, really?
That's what Mom used to make.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I make oyster stuffing separately, and I add all kinds of things, raisins, and I put in 5 apples. I wedged 5 apples.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty good stuff. It was cooked adequately. Sandra, what'd you do? I think you spilled the beans and told me you went out and risked your life and went to a small gathering of. Where'd you go? How many people?
Went to Marcia. She came and got me.
Yeah.
And I went to her house and. We ate off of Coach Mother's china.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, I know. He was real anxious for us to eat off of his mother's china.
Well, we did that at my house. We always ate off of my mother's china when we had it here.
I don't think this has been used either for ever, I don't think.
Well, mine hasn't been used now for quite a while.
But anyway, we had a good dinner. We had Raylene and Nick were there and their kids, so.
Great.
We had 9 people. We had 9 people all together.
9 people, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. I was seeing Thanksgiving holiday photographs on Facebook of people wearing masks around the family table. I thought, why are you?
Oh, we never did that.
Yeah, I know. When you went that far, you might as well go all the way, at least around the table.
I'll say, how do you eat? How do you eat?
Right, you can.
pull down the mask and eat. Put it back up, I guess. I don't.
While you chew.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, I just heard on the news where they're getting ready to give us all shots.
I saw that, yeah.
I don't believe that. I think it's good. I don't think we're going to see any on the ground level us until next spring, frankly. I mean,
really?
I understand. The healthcare workers, the nurses and doctors. Mom, just let me finish. I can cite my sources. My sources are from,
I don't want to hear
you know,
your
BBC.
Sources. This is my source.
Well, don't be rude, Mom. Okay, just let me try to. I mean, no, I don't think you're going to see us, you know, regular folk. Now, we might, because we're older, we might be able to get a second tier, but it's pretty well sure there's too many nurses and doctors dying from this stuff.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Cops, the firefighters, all those people that have to work among us, they're entitled, they deserve, they need it, because they're really out there doing the job. Our grocery store workers. Well, I mean, there's a lot of people ahead of us. And
well,
frankly,
then
they
there's
don't
people
have
that say, I'm not taking that.
Well, those are stupid people. I mean, I ran by Chris. She was like, well, you know, you should wait. There's nothing wrong with waiting. I'm happy to wait because let the essential workers in our society go first. I mean,
I am too.
Let's see if the vaccines are as effective as they say. I mean, they're saying 90% and 94%, and you know, I don't know. You know, I don't. They, you guys aren't that old. You remember? Wasn't there a first trial with the vaccine of polio, and it killed a bunch of people, made them very sick? I think
I don't remember.
First polio.
I was only about ten when all that took place.
Right, I think it was either polio or smallpox. It sort of blew up in their faces at first, the first time.
You know, smallpox, I could never get, smallpox is supposed to leave a scar on your arm.
Yeah, right.
And they
right.
never could get one to leave a scar on me.
On me either.
Right.
So they said we had a natural immunity.
Because I had it.
I didn't. I never did have it.
I had it.
Oh.
You had scarlet fever, Sandra.
Scarlet fever, yeah.
Well, you didn't have smallpox.
That's how he immune me too.
We were all quarantined because you had scarlet fever.
I know.
Oh, they did quarantine over scarlet.
Oh yeah,
what
they put
a red
card on our door that we were quarantined.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
But and right. Dad had to move out.
Yeah.
Because he had to work. And but
well,
he it's what he really did. He just moved upstairs.
In the apartment.
Well,
yeah.
Right.
He moved upstairs into the apartment.
Well, delivering gas and oil is an essential service. You can see how
yeah.
that would be very important. Yeah, for work.
I don't remember what time of year it was. Do you, Sandra?
No.
I don't
like
remember. Oh,
I think. I don't remember. Uh-huh. But anyway.
But I know we were quarantined.
Yeah. And Mom made me stay in this bedroom dark.
Uh-huh. Because, well, you know, they used to tell us it might affect your eyes.
Right.
And that was the measles, too. I remember the measles.
Right.
We had to stay in a dark room.
Right.
I never heard of it. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell it is. I'm going to Google it here right now. What is scarlet fever? It popped right up.
Well, it was supposed to be serious, I guess.
I think it's a major... It's better than measles or worse than
oh,
measles.
Oh, yeah, it's more serious than measles.
Right. It's in that
and
family,
I think it affects
think.
The heart, right?
Like where I got this heart murmur they keep telling me I got.
It says it's a bacterial illness that develops in some people who have strep throat. It's a scar.
Oh.
It's most common in children 5 to 15 years old and... It includes a bright red rash that covers
yep.
most of the body,
yep.
sore throat, and a high fever.
Yep. Yeah. I don't remember the sore throat. I remember the fever. And I remember the rash on my body.
Yeah. You know, years ago, I used to have tonsillitis all the time. So Mother asked Dr. Wells. She said, let's take out her tonsils. He said, are you kidding?
Yeah.
He said, where would that poison go if she didn't have any tonsils?
Right.
Uh-huh.
So they wouldn't take out
yeah.
my tonsils.
Yeah.
And I think today that's the first thing they do, is
I
take
know.
Out kids' tonsils.
Well,
if they have two sore throats, oh, well, we got to take the tonsils out.
Uh-huh.
By
yeah.
the way, not anymore. Now, not, that's true with my generation when I was young, but no. I know for a fact.
You never had your tonsils out. None of you did.
No, but I mean, I know that. A lot of, I know when I was young and I talked to a lot of people, the previous generation, they changed that protocol. They really they don't just yank your tonsils out now. They really don't. They've changed that, you know. So I think
I don't hear of that too much anymore.
No.
No.
Now, it
does say about scarlet fever, it says, and this would explain something because this is similar to the COVID-19. It says it's spread by airborne respiratory droplets, coughs or sneezes, which was the big deal with the COVID-19. Is
right.
that they didn't know how it was spread exactly. It was a new disease, and then of course, you know, it now it's established it's spread by aerosol. It's spread by airborne droplets. So. So the scarlet fever.
That's the scarlet fever and the COVID.
Yep. That's how it spreads.
Maybe that's what they need to go back is read some of the old diseases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anytime a disease is airborne, it's very dangerous. I mean, even the bubonic plague, it wasn't extremely dangerous till it became. Pneumonic until it became airborne in the dark age, in the Middle Ages. But I mean, it's when they're airborne that really infects a lot of people. That's what makes
you
it
know,
dangerous. You know,
it's a wonder we've even got any civilization anymore, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
With all
right.
the diseases we've experienced through the years.
Right. Well, you know, the Black Death, the plague in the Middle Ages really did wipe out a lot. I mean, there was a lot of people who lived in monasteries. They were the only, you know, they lived in monasteries and castles. They would not, you know, it was really a tough thing. It really did wipe out a lot of people in Europe. I mean, it was crazy, crazy bad.
Well, this too. This COVID is wiping out lots of people.
Yeah,
don't let people.
And you know, one of the things they said, if you were going to family gatherings, you know, over Thanksgiving, don't pet the dog. Did you hear
about that? What?
No,
I don't know. I thought, well, what's that got to do with it?
What does it?
I don't know. I never did hear. They just said, don't pet the dog. I had the dog set Saturday. They just brought the dog and chained her in the backyard. But she dug a big hole in the backyard. But she was bored. She was bored to death, poor thing. I felt sorry for her.
Why didn't you bring her in the house?
Well, because Daisy doesn't like her.
Oh.
And see, I had to go out and take Daisy to keep her away from the pup.
Oh, no.
So I more or less had to go out and direct Daisy where she could walk.
Now, this is where you're going to poop today.
Yes. Get her away from the pup. When we first went out, I was headed her off to the side of her, and she growled and showed her teeth. But I wouldn't let her close to the pup. So so we got along okay. She survived. We all survived. Even the pup did. In fact, by evening, she was getting bored, so she'd got in. Greg had left a little dog house for her with comforts and everything in it. She'd finally got in and was laying down. But then they came and got her, took her home. They had to go down and celebrate a birthday in Oklahoma City. I get to thinking, now he's going to have to think about this dog when he starts doing these baseball games.
Why?
I suppose I'll be taking care of the dog all the time while they're on their baseball trips.
If they ever have them.
Yeah, if that ever happens again.
Right.
I don't know how many they've got left.
Well, I mean, they will. I'm sure that we'll see our chance to have the vaccine by spring, I'm sure, next spring.
I hope.
I think all of us will be, by that time, be able to get the shot if we want it, you know, I think. So that's what I'm hearing.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
If we want it, aren't they going to make us all get it?
Well, I don't know. Can they make us get it?
I hate to inform you, even with Donald Trump as president, they have not made it a police state yet in the United States. We are not a police. They're not going to force you to get a vaccine, Sandra. So.
Okay.
But you might be sort of stupid if you don't get one and you want to go to Walmart. You know, if you want to go to Walmart and go inside, you might consider getting a vaccine.
That's not my choice. Walmart is not my
choice. Well, we're very fortunate. We really are. We're very fortunate. We're older and we're very fortunate. We get checks in the mail. You know, we got enough of a support network. We got people that will help us get food. You know, it's not like we have to go out and put out fires or arrest bad people or work in a hospital. My God, can you imagine? I couldn't do that.
No, my daughter-in-law's sister was having knee replacement today, and I thought, wow. You know, I was kind of surprised that she was having that kind of surgery. Of course, I guess if it's bad enough you can't walk, why? They have to do something.
What city is she in?
I suppose she had it in Tulsa. Everybody goes to Tulsa from here. I think Tulsa's pretty much overrun with COVID cases, too.
Yeah, KU is, but now I think they still do electives. They figured it out. I think that they can isolate the wards where, you
That's
know,
right.
the COVID wards are different and that, yeah. So they have the elective surgeries are still possible, but you got a list. I mean, it's not like you're going to you're not going to get your lip fattened or your breasts enlarged or all that junk.
No cosmetic surgery.
That's down the line, you know.
Yeah, who needs
you have to wait for that? Well,
However, my daughter-in-law did ask me the other day, she says, what are we going to do about Christmas? And I said, I'm not going to do anything.
Right.
But see, they always have it at her house. And so, you know, that's what she's worrying. I said, well, we didn't have Easter and we survived.
Right.
So well, I guess we could get by this year without Christmas.
You can order your gifts. You can order your gifts and have them wrapped even and delivered.
And, I heard that.
Who's doing that?
Amazon does it. Amazon. They give you an option.
Now, that reminds me, I've got a... You can't believe what I got from Amazon the other day. My granddaughter ordered it's a Advent treats for the dog.
Oh.
So I have to start tomorrow on the 1st of December giving her a treat from her Advent treats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it says happy holidays to the family on the box.
But the treats are for
That's
the dog.
Sweet.
Yeah, they're all for the dog. The treats are for the dog.
Right, yeah.
In fact, she sent one to Greg's dog, too, but she addressed it to L.B. Mitchell. And Vicky couldn't figure out who L.B. Mitchell was. Well, her name is Liberty Bell, the dog is.
Oh, that's clever. That's funny.
So, but she addressed mine to me, so...
Oh, not Daisy?
Not Daisy.
No, she addressed it to me.
Oh.
To the mother of Daisy.
Yeah. Right, that's for sure. And the guardian, anyway.
Right.
Yep, she's a handful at times.
Oh, I know. You told me her legs. I got a dog down this morning. I have a dog this morning. His name's Buddy, and he's the second Buddy. No. He is a beagle-like dog. He's not like yours. He's not a real beagle by any means. And
neither's mine.
And yours actually looks a little bit like one.
Mine's
a Basset beagle.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, this one, he just looks like a foxhound. It's what he looks like. He's not really... He's got longer legs, and his ears are not near as long.
Neither's Daisy's, because the beagle part is her head, so she doesn't have the big long ears. But the body is the Basset, so it's real long with short legs.
Okay, well, I don't know if this is, whatever Buddy is. He's a nice dog, but he was screaming. I mean, he was in pain for just a real quick minute, and he's got these tumors. They hang on the, like he's got like a, he's like a guy like a turkey gullet, you know. We don't want to cut him off. Chris says we can't cut him off. Well, we can, but it's sort of dangerous. I don't know. But I think he's real old. And I think he started screaming just out of the blue down there while I was getting ready to come up here. And I said, Buddy, what are you doing? He calmed down, but he's very old.
So is Daisy.
Sort of feeling sorry. Yeah, like Daisy.
Daisy's old too.
But now Buddy doesn't have any leg problems. You know, he can run around. You know, but he doesn't. But he's got some tumors that are affecting his primary organs right now. We had another dog that was like that. You know, that eventually died. They do. It's not overnight. You know, it's not a. You know, they can go for several years with those tumors before they affect the primary organs. But now, enough of the veterinary and the holiday. What happened in sports? I took the rare chance to watch a KU, and I can't even remember the name of the other team.
Gonzaga.
But they got who?
KU's game was with Gonzaga.
Well, they lost. I mean, they lost by only 10 points.
I didn't watch it. I forgot they were on. I was watching football.
Yeah.
It was an incredible game. I mean, 90 to 100 and something, and they lost just by, you know, really just in the last. I mean, it was an incredible game. But this kid, now, is that the kid's name that you just said? the kid from the
I don't know the kid's name.
The guy, that guy ran circles around KU, and he was
really?
One of one game. Yeah. And it was really an incredible watch. I mean, I was sort of like, whoever this kid is, he's not going to last long. He's going to be a pro. I mean, I'm sure they're going to buy him off. You know? Yeah.
You know, they need to stop that.
Yeah, they got it, really. Yeah.
They need to at least go 2 years before they can be drafted.
Years ago, didn't they? They never tried. Did this until they were graduated.
Right. Yeah, years ago.
I thought that was.
And
what
I think
it was.
That makes sense.
I think that's more important than going pro.
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry, but. Kids that are so good, that's the only reason they're there in college is so they can be drafted by the pros.
And I don't think their grades are that good. That's why they leave.
That's probably true, yeah.
Right.
Have no, they never mention that. That's not public knowledge. Which is okay. I mean, that's some things need
Ds,
to be private.
How many Ds or Fs did you get this semester?
Yeah. Well, you know, at one time KU was kind of in trouble with their kids getting, getting paid. I never did really follow that because I thought that was a bunch of malarkey.
Well, one time, weren't they getting in trouble because they were paying to have them tutored?
Oh, I don't know, but it was a shoe company that was sponsoring them or something, and I thought, well, what's wrong with that? You know, I didn't quite understand that.
But they weren't paying them; they were paying their family.
Yeah, that's right. This one, Sousa, wasn't that Sousa, or however you pronounce that kid? He's still having problems.
His family, his mother, was taking money from this company for endorsing
him. For him to wear their shoes.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I tell you what people will do for money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you could get money out of college sports. I don't know. It's such a... I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I think if you're an amateur, it should be that way. The coaches are getting over $1 million. I think KU.
I know. Coaches. Well, $2 million. Bill Self is.
Yeah,
over
I mean,
$2 million.
It keeps going up, and I don't. And it's not just football, basketball. I mean.
Oh yeah.
I don't have a solution to it, but I think my heart says it shouldn't be for money. But that's just my stupid heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think that. It's more of a noble purpose of the sports and scholastics. I mean, you know, you go there, you get a break, you get to go to the university, you get to excel, become a doctor or, a computer specialist or, God forbid, a lawyer. And, but instead, you become a millionaire playing sports and you have a lower life expectancy. And you ruin your body prematurely. I mean, I don't like it. I don't know what to say.
Well, you know, the sports are what brings in a lot of money to the schools.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
the dollar sign for the school.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, have you been up
for K-State? It's football, and for KU, it's basketball.
Right.
Yeah. Every time I go to these institutions, how many high-rise buildings can you build on so many acres? I mean, it's just like I was like, do we really need all these buildings? You know, I don't know what to say about that either.
Well, they're not going to need them very much longer if we keep going this way.
No.
Yeah, right.
Evidently, my neighbor's son he's going to Oklahoma State. He must be going to class because he left yesterday. He was home for the holidays, and, of course, you can't believe the holidays those people have. I mean, there were people in and out all from Thursday on till yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, just, you know, different people in and out, carrying in food, and, oh, my, it was something else. I thought, how do they do that? Because the house isn't that big. You know, I thought they can't.
They had to breathe on each other.
Yeah, they had to breathe on one another, that's for sure.
They're not
but
going
hopefully
to.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I tend to think that people are that stubborn. Now, I have to say, I don't like to give a lot of the people in Jefferson County credit, but I have seen, and it's the young people who, 2 weeks ago, started, I can tell you, the young people started wearing masks. And
good.
But, you know, back then I'd go to the grocery store and there'd be, I'm not trying to be, there was a young woman, a young mother with three kids, infants, and no mask, and her kids didn't have any masks. And then these old people, old guys, mainly men, not wearing masks, standing in line at the grocery store. And these, you know, and these poor workers, the grocery workers, stacking groceries and checkout, they're wearing their masks all the time, and they should.
Sure.
Just to protect themselves from these idiots, you know.
I know. It's sad. I don't understand why that is so difficult.
And they have a sign on the front door, or around here they do, put your mask on, out, you know, when you get to the door.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Your mask on. Well,
they do here, too, but people still go in without them.
That's what I'm saying here. That's what they do. They just go through the door.
Yeah.
Mark.
I don't understand why it is so difficult to do that.
Well,
because
they think
stubborn.
It's their civil rights. Yeah,
we need to give that up right now.
Right.
Because this has taken over. It's taken over all of our rights.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it has. That's right. Yeah.
We need to cooperate and get over it.
Well, I like the idea of what Mark said. Mark said Home Depot. Now, I don't know if it's in Lansing or Leavenworth, Sandra, but Home Depot.
Well, Lansing, Leavenworth, it's on Eisenhower.
Well, they had a big 4-foot by 8-foot sign up, put your mask on to go in, and they didn't do it. They were walking in there. And Mark went back there, I think it was last week, and I thought, well, you know, I was playing Big Brother. I said, well, why do you really have to go to those places, Mark? Why don't you just stay away from them? And then he went in, but he says, Mike, they had two 350-pound guys at the door with masks on. Like, they had bouncers. They have bouncers at the front door,
good.
You know. Said,
that's great.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what my friend in Iowa said. They have a lady at the Dollar General. She won't let people in if they don't have a mask on.
Oh, well, that's
good.
Well,
our Dollar General. Yeah, our Dollar General in Valley Falls, all the Dollar Generals in the county you have to wear a mask. And I see these big gomers, these big guys come in and they put their mask on. So
yeah, well,
I
that's where
understand.
I got into trouble because I asked somebody where their mask was, and my gosh. You would have thought I would have cussed her out.
Right.
She started talking about this old lady. But I was the only one in there with the clerk that had a mask on.
Well, yeah, that's sad.
And the others were younger. They distanced.
Yeah.
You know, they stood on the markers on the floor, but they didn't have masks on.
Right.
So I just can't understand it. But I told that girl, and I should have kept my mouth shut. I said, "You're being inconsiderate."
Good for you. Good for you.
But she was screaming about that old woman.
You know, you have seniority. They gotta walk around that and respect it. I mean, tell them that. You know, like you're trying to stay alive. Well,
right. They hope Thanksgiving doesn't create lots of Christmas funerals.
Yeah.
Oh, it will. It's going to. It's going to. There's no way around it.
I'm sure it will. Yeah.
I ran Chris, and she said, well, she's cruel at certain times. She's too scientific, okay? And she said, well, this is one way of lowering the population.
Well, that's what China. See, that's what Jerry Raines, Leroy Boy, he said that was what China's attitude was. You know, so you know they're going to kill off a lot of people. So what? They're overpopulated anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
that's right.
I got news for you. So is America. But the whole world is overpopulated. We're over 7 billion people. You know. And she said, Well, this is what happens when you have people who insist on having 8 children. That's what they said. I thought, what? She said, people insist on having 8 kids. She said, it's going to kill them all. The Supreme Court, where they said you could, now I know I'm stepping on eggshells here, but she said the Supreme Court ruled that, you know, you could have churches and protests. It's okay. Go ahead. Get out there. It's your right. You go to church and protest and a street protest. And she said, but that's going to, you know, that's going to kill off a lot of people.
Yeah, it will. Yeah.
I don't know. It's
I know Vicki said she had to get back yesterday or Saturday because she had to go to church Sunday because she said there's nobody there. She said, I got to go to church because she said there's just very few people at church on Sundays.
Well,
and I thought, well, that's smart.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
I got to give the Nortonville Lutherans some credit. They set out they made bleachers out of stumps and logs outside the church. And they opened it up and you could go out there and sit. And, you know, it's in the open air. And, you know, there's enough of these benches, these homemade benches they made, where, you know, you don't have to sit very close to anyone else. You know, you've got plenty of room, you know. So I got to give it to the Lutherans, you know.
Okay, what are they
going to
do this winter if this isn't curtailed?
I guess sit out there with coats on.
I guess you could.
You know,
yep,
I mean,
I wore my chore coat this morning. It was so cold.
Yeah, it was cold. It was cold here, too. We got a
so, but
that.
Leavenworth County has a mask mandate, right?
No.
Yes.
I thought I heard that.
They do, but Leavenworth City and Lansing City don't follow it.
Oh, really?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the same way here in Jefferson County. The Jefferson County Commissioners finally passed a mandate, but none of the villages, the city councils, in the county are doing anything about it. You know what they
is
really
that right?
Do.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Well, they probably don't want the cops on the ground. Or I would say they don't have any power, and they don't want to get into the endless arguments with people. They need to just.
Well, I realize that that is they're probably short of manpower there in all small cities. Well, in all cities,
yeah.
Period.
Right, right.
Yeah, but,
you know, they don't have the manpower to, you know, endorse that or to, you know, to make it right.
Yeah,
because
right.
They just
well,
don't have
yeah,
the manpower to do it.
Just hand out $25 tickets on site. You'll learn.
Well, yeah, that's
learn.
What they said. That's what I heard Leavenworth County was doing. It was a $5 fine for the first time.
Right, right.
And then it was more the second time.
Yeah, and the third time it was more. I don't know what you did after the fourth. After the third time, I don't know what they did. Put you in jail.
Maybe they put you in jail. Of course, they can't do that either because you're in close quarters. That's another place that's having a hard time are the prisons.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. 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 They're rioting in
nursing homes and prisons.
And they don't put out about what's going on there either.
No. Well, how do they get it? That's
sort of
the thing. Because, you know, they're not going any place.
But they bring people in.
Well, one of the problems is this nursing shortage and doctor shortages that are going on in the country. There's a lucrative market in what do they call, rotational nurses. They're nurses that are freelancing, and they've actually set up little companies where the nurses, you know, if you'll pay this much money, the nurses will come in from wherever, Chicago or wherever, and work on an emergency basis, and they get really a lot of extra money for doing it. But they're traveling from places which are highly infected, and they're transmitting it to other people in different areas. So I've heard some real criticism about that. But what can you do? We don't have enough nurses and doctors. You know, I mean,
that's right.
What do you do? I don't know.
In fact, today on the news, they were talking about teachers quitting. They're quitting their jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, they just don't want to have to deal with what's going on.
Well, I mean, what do you want? I mean, some teachers are
paid. They don't get any backing either.
No.
No. I'm so happy Tristan's teaching the way he is. And he's got all, they're like, he went from two students to eight, and they're going to probably bring him more to do electronically over Zoom. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They still won't give him, check this out, they still don't give him 48 hours or 40 hours a week. You know, they don't want to give him, they don't want to give him health insurance, you know, and he needs it, you know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Pay it out of, that's terrible. That's another bad problem about this this plague. I'll call it plague. President Trump calls it a plague now. But one of the problems is that we're all people, younger people, are connected to their health insurance through their employers.
Uh-huh.
So you get sort of stuck. If you lose your job, they've got you over a thing. If your family's insured, I mean, think about that. They've got you over a barrel. You can't
uh-huh.
quit the job and walk off. And you lose your health insurance if you get, and if the business, like a restaurant or something, goes under, well, you've lost your health insurance. So we're really, we got a month.
Yeah, there's lots of problems evolving from this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we get to see things, you know. You know, I think we wouldn't have seen this before. So that's why I'm for, whether you like it or not.
Open our eyes up to what we need to be doing.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking. We're all going
to
be cleaner when this is over.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. That's a good point. You know,
I'm always wiping up some, it seems like.
Well, even these knuckleheads have probably learned how to wash their hands at least.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
I hope so.
Even I started, I'm a knucklehead. And even I started thinking, well, I'm going to start washing my hands more often.
Oh, I've seen my hands are almost raw. I wash them so much.
Well, you might be getting a little carried away. Yeah.
No, I know. It's what I keep telling myself. You're doing too much. You're going overboard with this. But
yeah.
Are you
still doing your morning walk? Okay.
Oh yeah.
That's good for you. I'm really glad to hear that.
I do that and my aerobics. I do aerobics every morning.
I'm too fat. I can't do aerobics. I'll have a heart attack if I do that. But, you know, my buddy, I can't believe it. This guy, he's a really nice guy. He's been a friend of mine for 30 years. He's doing yoga. And he says, Mike, I think, you know.
I tried that.
You did? What do you think of it?
Well, it wasn't enough movement for me, I didn't think. I'd like to move.
Okay.
That's more stretching. And breathing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Where I do aerobics, and I get to move.
You know, that's okay.
You know, that's what the doctor told me years and years ago when I had that car wreck. They told me I had to exercise, or I would be in a wheelchair by the time I was 40. So I've exercised ever since I had that car wreck.
And now you can walk.
2 years afterwards.
Yeah.
And you can walk. Now you're eight. I don't want to say how old you are, but you can walk farther than I can. I'll tell you that.
Oh. Well, my walks have gotten shorter since Daisy can't walk so far. I don't let her walk too far because her legs give out. But you know, the last 2 days she's run a little bit.
Really?
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, she'd take off and trot a little bit. I think. Well,
she's probably. You know what? She saw that puppy come in. She says, I'll be damned if I'm going to die first before that puppy takes over.
That could be.
Probably right.
Yeah.
That's
what it is.
Yeah, and I think Belle has kind of taken over lots of things. Anyway, every time they come here, they bring her. Anytime they go to the grocery store, they take her. So, you know. I think she keeps them occupied.
She's
always with them.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, well, in fact, they were going someplace the other day, and poor Whitney, she had to babysit the dog. She
mm-hmm.
had to take care of the dog.
Say, here, take care of your sister.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask, what did you think of the Chiefs game yesterday?
Well, I'm glad we won it.
Well, yeah, but I tell you, the defense needs to improve with the Chiefs.
Oh, I know. That's what I keep saying. We hired that coach, and he hadn't done anything yet.
I know. They need to shake that up a little bit. Because, I don't know, the defense just doesn't seem to be doing what they should be doing.
And we got so many penalties, I couldn't believe it.
I know. Well, neither could the announcers.
I know.
They even commented on that, the commentators. They commented on how many penalties. Well, every time, it seemed like every play, there was a penalty.
I know.
It got a little boring.
Somebody,
really.
If they twitched a muscle, they called it.
I know. I know, it was pretty bad, but I was glad they won it, but I kept my fingers crossed because I kept thinking, oh, my gosh, this is too close. What was it?
Right.
Only 3 or 4 points, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like those runaways.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
When it's like 43-16, those kind of games.
Yeah, those are my games too.
Yeah, that's kind of I like. But now they've got the Broncos, and I don't think the Broncos are doing too good, are they?
They don't have a quarterback.
The Broncos don't?
They had lost all 4 of their quarterbacks to this virus.
Oh, my land. Well, are we going to play them?
Yep. They played
really?
Yesterday with a non-quarterback.
I see they're in Kansas City, too.
Right,
the game's in Kansas City.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Good land. How does that work, I wonder, when you don't have a quarterback?
They put one in that plays someplace else, in another spot. They put a non-quarterback.
Oh. Well, guess you do what you got to do.
They had to do that yesterday.
Well, now
they had to do that yesterday, so.
Now, see, the Steelers, they postponed their game. They're going to be playing Tuesday night.
Right, right.
I think they play the Ravens, if I remember right.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're going to be playing Tuesday night because they postponed theirs last week's game. So this is such a disruption to everything.
Yes.
It's just a disruption to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
right.
It is. Yeah,
uh-huh.
It is. It's
you know, we don't hear about other countries, though. You know, how they're doing.
Well,
do you ever hear?
Yes, I make a habit, and I can recommend, and I recommend all the listeners, to check your BBC BBC. You can get it through your phone.
Oh.
You can get it on your radio. Your local educational stations, like your university radio stations, will usually have a link to the BBC. And,
I think I've got a BBC channel.
Yeah, right, and it wouldn't hurt to check in with that you get some good world news. That's why I do the United Nations news every day for the first 2 or 3 minutes, the United Nations news, because I think people need to check into that. Sri Lanka,
yeah.
Very small country, had prison riots yesterday, and the police were forced to shoot them. Yeah, they shot 79 people and killed 8.
Oh, my.
Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka, yes. And it was a horrible prison riot. So that's the kind of stuff's going on. You know, we've got it pretty made here in the United States, considering how tough it is for a lot of people elsewhere.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, it's just all over the world.
It is. It is.
Uh-huh.
Well. It's been great. It's coming up here. Have we got any closing statements? We only got a minute left. Are you looking forward to what football games? KU, or K-State?
No, KU's
Chiefs.
Not too much to look forward to.
Chiefs
and the Broncos next Sunday.
Chiefs and the Broncos next Sunday, and we'll make sure and take notes, listeners, and let's check.
Is it a noon
Marvel
game or a 3:30 game?
It's 7:20.
Oh, God. I hate those night games.
Well, I'm up anyway, so in fact, last night I stayed up until after the game was over, you know, and it was just a football game. But you get into them, you know, you've got to see how it ends.
Oh, yeah,
well,
that's
sure.
True.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I did
thank
put
you,
a
and
note out to Bill Otto on Facebook and told him we missed him.
I will.
Who's that?
You tell him.
I did.
Bill Otto. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We got to go.
Okay.
Bye-bye.